Greetings and salutations. This is Pastor Deacon Fred with a message to America's Christian youth attending, sadly, secular schools this fall school season and have to encounter homos in the hallways. As you know, the only recruiters in this world more pervasive and more cunning and mischievous than the Jehovah's Witnesses are the homosexuals. You need to watch out for 50-year-old effeminate men dressed as little boys wearing shorts and beanie caps. They try to pass themselves off as students in your very own math class. Why, you'll know them by their hair plugs and their sly little winks as they stare at your bottoms. They're there for one reason and one reason alone, and frankly, I'm too much of a Christian to get into that right now. I'm just telling you, you need to report these prowling perverts to your teacher immediately. Identify any other student who might have decided to become a homosexual inside of your school. Some good indications, I want to tell you, homosexuality are shyness and an unwillingness to undress in front of others, or even an eagerness to undress in front of others. You'll know these homosexuals by their lisping. They talk like black women. They walk abnormally. They prance and skip and slump and limp. Some of them even use crutches and wheelchairs to get around the school. They wear clothes that are too loose or too tight, and wear pants so loose sometimes they're hanging down like some kind of colored wrapper over their butts. They carry their books in a manner that is unbefitting to their sex. Some of them are too fat. Some of them are too thin, too short, or too tall. Anyone who just makes you feel a little funny. As Christians, we know we can trust our feelings, not through instinct, because Jesus lives inside of us and he can spot a homo a mile away. Praise his sweet name. Friends, I want to ask you to make a list when you get to school, including home addresses and phone numbers, if at all possible. Make several copies for your pastor, who's then going to call these homosexuals' parents and make sure they know their child is going to burn in hell. Your local Baptist pastor will counsel the parents, give them a list of Christian reparation ministries, and it'll have the local newspaper publish the names of all those who refuse to cooperate. Be sure to distribute a list of potential homosexual students to the football team. What a fun time that'll be. Leave copies of their names in the gym lockers and ask your Christian friends to help you distribute the list to everyone in school. Ask the principal to read the list of homosexuals over the intercom of your school. If he refuses, he's persecuted you for your religion, and he may be a homosexual himself. Report him to the Christian Coalition and your Republican Party representative immediately. Praise God.